FCA open scale-up unit to solo-regulated firms, UK crypto fintechs eligible. The Financial Conduct Authority expanded its scale-up unit on May 20, 2026, allowing solo-regulated firms to apply for the first time. The application window runs until June 20, 2026, and the change pulls UK crypto fintechs into a program that, until now, was reserved for firms supervised jointly with the Prudential Regulation Authority. Most UK crypto businesses sit on the solo-regulated side of the FCA's perimeter. Crypto asset firms registered for anti-money laundering supervision, e-money institutions, and authorized payment institutions all fall here. The pilot program ran with 6 dual-regulated firms over the past months. Opening it to solo-regulated entities is the first material widening since launch. The scale-up unit and what it offers. The scale-up unit assigns a dedicated point of contact inside the FCA to each accepted firm. That single contact handles regulatory queries, walks firms through policy changes that affect their products, and helps them plan around upcoming consultations. The unit sits alongside 2 longer-running FCA initiatives, the Innovation Hub for early-stage firms and the Early and High-Growth Oversight Function for supervised firms in their first years. Jessica Rousseau, the FCA's Chief Data, Information, and Intelligence Officer, framed the program as a sustainability mechanism. "We want firms to be able to grow with confidence. This initiative will help them navigate regulation, scale sustainably." The practical value is concentrated in 2 areas. Founders no longer rotate through a queue of unfamiliar caseworkers for each query, and the FCA gets earlier visibility into product roadmaps from firms growing fast enough to matter. The stakes for UK crypto card companies. A handful of crypto card and crypto payments businesses have UK rails or UK operations, Wirex, Plutus, Bleep, Bitpanda, and others. The card programs operate through e-money institutions or authorized payment institutions, both solo-regulated. Until this week, none of these companies could access the dedicated scale-up contact, even if they met the growth criteria. This matters because UK crypto rulemaking has been heavy through 2025 and into 2026. The financial promotions regime, the stablecoin and trading platform rules currently in consultation, and the crypto asset perimeter expansion all generate policy questions that small compliance teams struggle to absorb. A dedicated FCA contact reduces the cost of asking those questions clearly. The UK has also lost crypto firms to other jurisdictions over the past 3 years. Anyone tracking the broader UK crypto landscape has watched issuers either leave or pause UK rollouts, citing slow registrations and unclear policy. The scale-up unit will not fix the underlying registration backlog, but for firms already past that hurdle, it removes a layer of operational friction. The bar to get in the FCA has not published a turnover or headcount threshold for the solo-regulated track. The pilot used dual-regulated firms with strong growth trajectories, and the FCA describes eligibility through phrases like fast-growing and innovative rather than fixed metrics. Firms apply by submitting a short eligibility form during the 4-week window. The FCA then reviews applications and confirms places before the cohort starts. 6 firms in the pilot is a small group, and the expanded program is unlikely to take more than a few dozen. The unit is a focused service, not a mass market scheme. Crypto fintechs applying should expect to compete with neobanks, embedded finance startups, and other growth stage payment companies for limited slots. The window and the wider signal. The application window closes June 22, 2026. The FCA has not committed to a publication date for the accepted cohort, though the dual regulated pilot list was kept private. Firms that miss this window will likely have to wait for a future intake. The FCA tends to run such schemes in defined cohorts rather than rolling admissions. The wider signal here is that the FCA continues to differentiate the supervisory experience of growth firms from the broader regulated population. The scale-up unit, the AI lab announced earlier in 2026, and the ongoing crypto sprint events all point to a regulator trying to soften its reputation as a bottleneck without changing the underlying rules.